Hello?
Hello?
Yes, John.
Say, I know you're getting away, but I just got in this morning at 6 o'clock, and I was out on the West Coast, and I saw Eisenhower. I had quite a long talk with him, and I thought you'd be very interested in his reactions, which were extremely favorable. And if you'd like, I'd drop down for a minute.
Fine, John. Let me call you. I've got to go out to my school.
Yeah.
And if I get back here in time, if not, I'll do it in the morning. I've got to, my daughter's, I'm going to leave a little before 1 to go to Kentucky, and my daughter is having Father's Day, and she wants her father there. And I'm afraid I'm going to miss it, but if I get out there and get back in time, I'll get you between 12:30 and 1. If I don't, I'll get you in the morning or later this afternoon if I get back in time.
Yeah, I have to be in Boston in the morning, but I'll be
all right.
Back by noon.
All right.
Now,
okay.
There's another matter that will interest you. I got a wire yesterday, and I have to make an answer that the Joint Intelligence Committee in London would like a briefing on Vietnam, and they've set it up for Friday afternoon. They want a briefing of the ministers of the foreign minister and the defense minister and others, because they feel they're not equipped with enough information on infiltration and all the rest, so that they can support their position properly. A question that I'm going to discuss with Dean is whether he'd like, think it'd be advisable for me to handle it, or whether some deputy, Ray Klein or somebody, could do it. What would be, I know that you've been pretty anxious to get strong support all along the line of our policy there. What would be your quick reaction?
I think it'd be all right for you. I think it would be good. I think that you, I think you're very judicious, and you give the facts, and you give both sides of the approach to it, and give some feeling of how we feel. I think that the one big thing we're overlooking when I talk to senators, Russell, he's been sick, but had messages, others of our general thinking. The New York Times, and a lot of these people that have reservations, and then some of them have reservations about what we're doing, what you're doing out there, how many of these books they're distributing all over the rest of the countries, and so on and so forth. I think that one thing, it answers them awfully effectively. I did the other night, 60 senators here. As President Eisenhower had a policy, and his policy was to not to be warmongering, but be firm and try to help these people. And he was firm in his statement of that. During the period of his years, they didn't increase it too much. And then Kennedy came in, and they began to build up, and they began to increase. And then I've been in 14 months, and they've done the same thing. And our policy, pretty generally, has been to resist aggression and try to help them resist it. And as they've become a little bit weaker, we've had to help a little bit more. And the Congress enunciated the policy blank, clear, and loud, and where no one could misunderstand it. And it says it approves our resisting the aggressor, and it in effect says destroy the enemy if he just keeps it up. Then take that resolution that they approved, 502-2, and say, now this has been our constant authority and our direction. And as they shoot our destroyers out on the water, we have to shoot the place where they come from. As they have these big ships out full of ammunition, we have to sink them. As they come in and hit one of our staging areas or one of our compounds, we hit them back as they come in here. Now, they're going to have continuous incidents. They had 2,000 last month. So we'll have to have continuous ones. It does not represent a new or a dramatic policy. This whole thing was approved by the Congress by a vote of 502-2 last August. And just read them that. And when you do, they really choke up and say, well, hell, we've got a policy. What are we raising hell about? We've already announced it. Congress has passed it. It's almost the tantamount of a declaration.
Well, you know my position.
Oh, yeah, sure do. But I think you're supported by a vote of 502-2.
Eisenhower was unequivocal in his position, and you just can't run this thing to suit the New York Times. So you
can't.
Might as well quit worrying about it.
That's right. Well, we're not, but I think this pretty effectively answers them.
I think this is right.
You just get a copy of that resolution, and you read it every chance you get, and just say, now, don't know how you can be much more unanimous. When we went in World War I, why, Jeanette Rankin voted against us. We went in World War II, we had a vote of two against us. Now, this is everybody but two, Morris and somebody else, Greening. 502-2, and then read that resolution. It's pretty strong. I'll call you if I get back to school in time.
All right, fine. And I think I'll probably arrange to take this thing on. I'll talk to Dean about it unless he...
Whatever you all decide is okay by me.
All right, fine. All right.